Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I don't know how I managed to sound awake, but I did. And let's be honest, I'm not motivated right now at all. And that's maybe due to the fact that I get tired right after work every single day and sometimes during work. But I get tired after I come home around 8 and then I don't really have anything to look forward to after I arrive at home. And I hope that gets better when the sun is out more and the days become longer. And then I'll have more energy to talk and to live and to just be. That'll be nice. And I asked my brother what I could talk about in this episode, and he actually said, why don't you talk about work? So let me talk about work. What have I learned? What have I observed? It's pretty much that, firstly, if you have too many tabs open, you can't function properly and your mind can't function properly. At least that's the case for me, so I make sure to close all my tabs on my computer. And I'm being very literal here, but it's also something to think about for life. It's like, if you focus on too many things, it's going to be really hard to excel at something. So yeah, closing all my tabs, that's definitely one thing I've learned. What I've also learned is to handle criticism. And I don't like to call it criticism, I'd rather call it feedback. So I get feedback for my work pretty much daily from somebody. And at the beginning, it was kind of hard because, let's be honest, I'm a recovered perfectionist. Or like, let's say I'm a perfectionist in remission. And it's kind of hard for me when I get feedback that isn't good in terms of the quality of my work. It's not that people say that my work is bad, it's just that if there are so many things that need refinement and improvement, it's kind of hard on my ego, to be honest. But I think it's a really good practice and it just helps me detach from the outcome even more, because I just keep in mind that firstly, it's about the client and what they want. And secondly, it's not that serious. I'm not a doctor, I'm a designer. So it's not like people die when I make a mistake. It's more like, can you make the logo bigger or smaller? Sometimes even smaller. And can you move it here? And most of the time I can. So my ability to handle feedback has definitely improved. My ego has shrunken, which I like. And my perfectionism is kind of being kept at bay, let's put it that way. And the third thing I've learned through work lately is to have fun doing what I do and to be grateful for what I do. Because as I said, it's not that serious of a job if you look at the big picture. Of course, people depend on what I do. People expect the highest quality in what I do. People rely on what I do in that they need to promote their products and they need certain things to make their life easier. But at the end of the day, it's really about making this world a more beautiful place. And I think that's a wonderful job to have. So that's why I'm really grateful for it. And I think it's really important to always keep learning and to keep growing. And oh, I have something in my eye. I'm getting really tired. So I want to wrap this up. It's important to keep learning, to keep growing, to keep evolving and to stay open-minded, because you can learn from everything and everyone. And I firmly believe that we can learn all the time. So yeah, I think that's it from this. Wow. what I wanted to say is I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked it, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcast. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would also be amazing. And I will catch you next week. Oh, by the way, today is Tuesday. I normally record on Wednesdays, but tomorrow the new season of The Bachelor is starting on TV. Yeah, I'm one of those people who don't stream it. I watch it on TV, and I'm gonna watch that. So I had to record this episode today. All right, take care, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.